All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Bear Witness. So let's go ahead and get started. You quickly head to the shower and freshen up, then head to your room to change into fresh clothes. You're in the kitchen, grabbing yourself a bowl of cereal. You're about to sit down and eat when your phone rings. Ooh, may not be loud enough. Just a minute, guys. There we go. You glance at it and see that it's Sadie calling. Hey, Sadie, what's up? Hey, just wanted to see if you're up for a movie or something today. Why not? Sure, I got nothing going on right now. What'd you want to go see? Well, I was actually hoping you'd be interested in watching the Dexter series with me. I haven't even seen those myself. Oh yeah? I hadn't seen that before. Yep, me neither. I've only heard good things though. You want to watch a full season? Yeah, haha. What time will you be there? Let me finish breakfast and get dressed and I'll head your way. Cool. Just come up to my dorm room once you get here. It'll be a bit. I think I'm going to walk there and enjoy the fresh air. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Bye. You hang up, finish eating, and head upstairs to get dressed. The sky is clear and the sun is bright despite the chill in the air. The walk to Sadie's dorm takes a little over half an hour, but you enjoy it tremendously. You text her when you're getting close, and you find her waiting for you outside of her dorm room. She runs over to hug you, pressing her massive breasts to your chest as she squeezes you tight. Hey, you act like we haven't seen each other recently. I know, it's just that I feel like I need to make up for all the time we didn't spend around each other. I'm fine with that. Shall we go inside? Sure. The two of you step inside her room. No roommate? Nope, it's kind of nice. I was supposed to have one and they haven't showed up. I haven't showed, rather, and the school hasn't given me a new one yet. That's cool, so where should I sit? On the bed with me is fine. I want you to be comfortable. Alright. You take your shoes off before climbing into the bed because you're not a monster. She grabs the laptop from her desk and brings it on over to her bed and lays it down next to you. You ready? Uh-huh. She starts the series and she lays next to you as you watch the first few episodes of the show. By the fourth, you realize your hand has idly started caressing her back. That's 2 hours in, guys, unless they're hour-long episodes. I'm not aware. You feel a bit embarrassed at first because she didn't ask you to do it. It's just something you used to do for her when you were both younger, but she doesn't complain, so you continue. Are both of them crossing their legs? The last available episode rolls to credits and you hear Sadie sigh. Damn, how long did it take y'all to watch all that? And on a laptop, a small laptop no less. That was so nice. Thank you for rubbing my back. You're welcome. I just did it out of habit, but it felt so natural, so I kept going once I realized what I was doing. I'm glad you did. These things... Sadie rolls over and looks down at her breasts, gesturing at them. They're such a pain, literally. My back aches pretty often. Well, if you keep up the workouts, hopefully, they'll come down in size a bit. Yeah, I'm really hoping. I've already started losing weight. Between all the exercise and the calorie counting, it's just kind of falling off me. How much have you lost so far? 10 pounds, and that's in 1 week. Crazy, right? Wow, yeah, that's a lot. As long as you're being healthy about it. She nods. I think I am. And don't be surprised when you plateau. You will. Everyone losing weight eventually does. Just up your workouts a bit, and you'll be fine. Yeah, I'm excited about getting in the shape. I've been thinking about it for the past couple of years. That's how some ladies are. Man, I'm so glad I'm finally getting in the shape. I've been thinking about it for years now. I mean, there's a weight you can pick up. It's there. It'll always be there. And you'll walk by it 50 million times before you realize, hey, if I lift that up a couple of times, it might make me stronger. It might make me lose a little bit of weight. I don't know. Maybe I'm just tired of carrying all this extra weight around. And maybe there's a guy you have your eye on? Sadie blushes brightly at your question, but she doesn't break eye contact with you. Maybe. Well, whoever he is, make damn sure he's worth the effort. Yeah, exactly. And if anyone ever treats you poorly, you come tell me and I'll fuck him up. Aha, you start taking kung fu lessons or something? What? I'm hurt. I'll have you know I've been in fights. No, you haven't. You've been in one fight. I was there. You lost. You and I remember Budapest very differently. Ah ha ha, you nerd. Seriously though, I remember you having a very bloody nose and me having to console you afterwards. I have no idea what you're referring to. I won that fight. You just wanted to hug the victor. Ha ha, sure. You both sit up and you grow quiet for a moment and then you take a deep breath. So I've been meaning to ask about your mom? You look at her, an eyebrow raised. How do you do that? Sadie grins. You're predictable. So, yeah, how's my mom doing? I think she's okay. I haven't talked to her since, you know, everything. My mom mentions her from time to time. They still talk regularly. Would you do me a favor? Ask my mom about your mom? Yes, you're a fucking psychic or something. Ha, we'll go with that, and yes, I'll ask her. I'm sure she's okay. Yeah, knowing she's probably not given us one thought since Dad and I left. No, she has. I know she was pretty upset when you two left. If she was that upset, she should have come with us. I agree. I don't know why she didn't. Because she's always been about herself and her goals, and she never compromised the plan she has for herself or anyone. Not even her husband or her son. Oh, Shell, Grim, you know she loves you. She's probably just afraid. Maybe, but so was I. So was Dad. That didn't change the reality we were facing. Well, anyway, I'll find out what's going on with her and I'll let you know. Thanks, hon. She sits up and leans towards you and you hug another tightly. Hug one another tightly. She gives you a kiss on the cheek. Thanks for this. For what? Just being here. Even if that wasn't the plan, I'm glad you're here. Me too. She kisses your cheek and leans back. I gotta get going. Stuff to do. But thank you. I really enjoyed this. Me too. Want to make it a weekly thing? We can watch a new episode each time, at least until the season is over. I'd love that. We can find something new once we run out of the show's episodes. Awesome. You both climb off the bed and you pull her in for one last hug. I'll see you later, Sadie. She squeezes you again. You will. She watches you head to the door and make the trip back home. When you're home, you head to the kitchen and make a quick bite to eat. Priscilla's sitting on the counter next to you. You feel your phone vibrate in your pocket. When you check it out, you see Mora's calling. Hey, Mora. Hey, Grim. We still on for today? I hope so. What time did you want to hang out? And where? I have an apartment near campus. I can just pick you up if that works. Yeah, sure. What do you have planned? Well, you did agree to give an RPG a shot, so... Oh yeah, sure, we can absolutely do that. We're gonna play a stripped-down version of... Wait, we're gonna be stripping? What? No, we're... Wait, are you kidding? Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that up. Oof, I swear. Anyhow, it's a stripped-down version of Pathfinder that we'll be playing, which is like the current version of D&D. Pathfinder, not D&D? It's an offshoot of D&D, very similar but with some modified rules that I really like. That sound okay to you? It is made by the same people that have created D&D, Wizards of the Coast. So, yeah. Well, you know, TSR and blah, blah, blah. I know. I've been there, guys. I had some of the D&D books, and I'm not talking about the rule books. I had the Choose Your Own Adventure books by TSR, and those are great. Found some of those on Internet Archive, but they're really hard to track down. And some are lost to time, unfortunately. Sure. And don't worry about dice. We're going to start with D20 rolls instead of a full range of dice. D20? What? I'll explain when we start. Does 3 p.m. work for you? By the way, guys, when we get through one of these novels, we'll probably go back to Between Two Worlds. The reason why I haven't is because it's almost finished. It's on 9. Usually it goes 9 and then you have your 1.0, which is true of pretty much any software. So, yeah, they'll be finished with the whole game very soon, so I'm just kind of waiting a little. Sounds good. See you then. Yup, can't wait. Mwah! Ha ha ha! Did you just evil laugh there? Gotta go. See you soon. Bye. The fuck did I get myself into? Man, they really gotta do something about those black screens. You keep thinking it's gonna change, but nope. It'll be on there forever. You relax on the couch, browsing Twitter for a bit. Oh, yeah, and there's the dev. The dev's page made this game. Might want to check them out on X. Or Sky Blue, if you prefer that. Moira eventually texts you, letting you know she's outside, so you head to her car. And that's pretty realistic. That's what my phone does. You give her a wave as you open up the car door. I don't think we need to go that hardcore. Hey, you! Hey! Moira pulls away from the curb. How's your week been? Pretty good. Busy. Super busy. Yeah, I feel like you're working all the time. You and me both. I wish I could just take a moment to breathe sometimes. Well, hopefully you'll get that tonight. Yeah, it'll be fun. Plus, I get to hang out with my favorite freshie. Oh, I'm your favorite? Of course. I mean, it was a toss-up for a while between you and this other guy. He's devastatingly cute, but he's annoying and has a bit of a BO problem. You pump your fist. Yes, once again, I win with a superior grooming. I'm like a Viking. Ha ha ha, what? How does that make you like a Viking? The Vikings were pretty well groomed for their time. They'd bathe a lot more than many other cultures of their period, and they'd carry combs with them to take care of their hair and beards. Seriously?
Yep.
Why would that matter? Weren't they like raiders and pirates? Well, kind of. I mean, the term Viking actually means the people who went raiding, not the actual people who were the Norse. But the Norse were also really well-traveled merchants. Huh, I had no idea. Neither did I. So yeah, they'd go to these far-off lands and they'd roll up on the ladies and be all like, check me and my clean body out, baby. And it worked! Ha ha, oh my god, I'd love to see you use that line. You just might. Oh, you're crazy. Ha ha, I really hope you follow up on that. You pull up to some apartments. They look a bit on the low end for the area. Not terrible, but not great either. Oh well. You both hop out of the car and onto the sidewalk. This where you live?
Yep.
At least until my lease is up and I can move back into the dorms. Okay, come on. Let's get inside so we can get started. You bite back your questions and follow her up the stairs to her apartment. She lets you in and then closes and locks the door behind you, flipping on the lights. Ta-da! Home sweet home! It's Nice. Looking around, it's pretty sparsely furnished. You can see places where a table or chair used to sit. The marks on the wood floor are still clear. You also notice the walls are reflected for some reason, but you don't bother bringing it up. Have a seat. Want something to drink? Sure, what are you having? Just a soda. Same for me, then. You sit on the couch and glance around some more. Did you used to have a roommate? She makes a kind of weird, lip-flapping, huffing noise as she comes over with the drinks. Moira sits down on the sofa. I had a boyfriend. Oh, boy, look at that face. That was not the question to ask her, Grim. I did that today, yesterday, with a friend of mine. I asked some questions about the other guy. And boy, did she give me the business. One thing you don't really want to ask women too much is about the other guy. Because it might have been a real rough thing. Even if you don't think it was all that bad, it might have been really rough for them. So they really don't want to go through all the emotions and all the craziness. Matter of fact, she said, the more I talk about it, the more pissed off I get. So, it's better off that I just not think about it, and I want to try to improve my self-esteem, is what she told me. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes a guy can really wear a girl down. It's the truth. Sometimes a girl can really wear a guy down. It's the truth. I'm speaking nothing but truth tonight, folks. He broke things off with me, left me stuck with an apartment I can't really afford, and she sighs. We can totally not talk about it if you'd rather we didn't. No, it's okay. I haven't really told anyone what happened with that. You nod at her. She sits down and leans back. So much for your Pathfinder game, bruh. Staring at the ceiling as she speaks. So, Tyler and I met last year in class. He was a freshman and we really hit it off. Had a lot in common. He's the one who got me into role-playing games. We found a local group to play with, but we had trouble finding a consistent place to play. Eventually, he talked me into getting an apartment off campus so we could host games at our place, and that's what we did. Then about 4 months ago, he tells me he can't keep going on with our relationship, that he's not happy and he needs to move on. But damn, that means there's another woman. Ouch. Damn. Yeah, so he moved out, took a bunch of his stuff with him, and took all our new gaming friends as well. I'll bet one of them was a woman he was interested in. How much y'all want to bet? Wow, what a prick. The worst part is he stuck me with a lease. I can't afford to break it, but I can barely afford to pay it, even with non-stop work. Damn, I'm so sorry. It sucks, but what else can I do? I have a little under 6 months left on the lease. Then I'm out of here and back in the dorms. Well, now I understand why you're always working. Yeah, I said the worst part is the lease, but I think... She huffs out of breath and looks away. You can see she's fighting back tears. It's not time for that. I think the hardest thing was losing my friends over it. I'm so sorry, Moira. She smiles at you and wipes a hand across her eye. It's cool, and hey, you're here now. Damn straight, and I'm cooler than all your old friends were combined. Haha, you probably are. I mean, you aren't a D&D nerd yet. Speaking of which, should we play? I'm not sure. Yeah, let me grab the table real quick. Oh yeah. So, here's the main book. I'm going to show you the different classes and the races you play, and I'll help you build a character. Let's start here with the races. First up, we have the dwarves. She walks you through the options, giving you a quick rundown of each. It's a bit to take in, but your knowledge of Lord of the Rings puts a lot of it in context. About an hour later, you've created a character and you begin playing. It's an interesting experience, a sort of collaborative storytelling, and you find yourself really getting into it. The next few hours pass much more swiftly than you would have believed. Before you know it, it's well past 8 p.m. before things begin to wrap up. So the mayor's daughter holds onto you as you gallop off, arrows flying around you, but each missing their mark. Your mount doesn't flag as you finally find the road and head back towards the town of Canomark. Eventually, you find yourself outside of the town hall and you dismount before helping Miranda down, your hands on her waist as you lower her to the ground. She smiles up at you. Despite her bedraggled state and the harrowing nature of her escape, she looks pleased. What do you do? Can I kiss her? You certainly can try. I'd like to do that. Okay, roll the d20. You're going to check your diplomacy skill. I'm persuading her to kiss me? Kind of. There's not a dedicated seduction skill, so we either use diplomacy or bluff for that. So why aren't we using bluff here? Because you are trying to take advantage of her to gain information or something. You're not seducing her for your own gain. You're doing it out of genuine courtship. How do you know I could absolutely just be in it for her money? Well, first, she's the daughter of the mayor of a podunk town at the end of, at the edge of the Imperium. They aren't remotely wealthy. Okay, then maybe I just want to hit it and quit it. Second, you're a lawful good paladin. I used to say paladin. When I was younger, I said paladin. Paladin of the God of Honor. Unless you want to anger your deity and potentially lose your place as one of his chosen, you'd never do such a thing. Oh yeah, good point. Were you really wanting to just hook up with her? Oh no, I just wanted to make sure I had the option. You do. What would you like to do here? I guess just lean in and kiss her with the intent of maybe pursuing something further. Okay, roll your die. You toss the die into the coffee table. It ends up on 20. Oh, nice. Nat 20. That's good. It's the best you can do in this situation. What's your diplomacy at? Looks like a 4. So 24 is your total on the roll. Very nice. She leans in. Moira slides a bit closer to you on the couch. She tilts her face up to yours, her eyes closing, waiting. I lean in close. You press your lips to Moira's, and she lets out a small whimper as you kiss her. You tilt your head to one side, and you feel your lips part slightly. Her tongue swipes against your lips, and you press yours back against hers in return. She pulls away, blushing, but smiling up at you. That was nice, Sir Colin. Oh, are we still in character? She giggles and reaches up to wrap her arms around your neck. Not unless you want to be. I think I'd rather it's Grim kissing Moira, if that's okay with you. What do you think? Well, isn't that nice? She pulls you to her and you kiss again. It's a gentle, intimate kissing. There's no aggression in it, just two people enjoying one another's touch. You lift her up gently, then glide her onto your lap, straddling your hips. She breaks the kiss and smiles down at you. I don't want to go too far tonight. That's okay. We can just do this. She smiles, clearly happy with that response, and leans down to kiss you again. Your arms wrap tightly around her waist. She finally pulls away, and you both nearly gasp for air. Wow. Yeah. Wow. So, do you want to stay the night? You move one of her bangs that have fallen down in front of her face. I thought you didn't want to go too fast here. I'm not saying to do anything else, or much more, I mean. Then I'd love to. Yeah? You smile at her and nod. As long as I can keep kissing you. Yes, please, let's head to the bed. Without any hesitation, you pick her up and carry her to the bed without breaking the kiss. You get to the bed and you sit her down. Wow. Things escalated. Hey, good to see you out of the jumpsuit. Good to be out of it, even if it's only temporary. Let's get you back to the house. Boss wants to talk to you. Good news? No. Sorry. I want to find that Futoro Froscio and handle it. We will. Patience. It isn't easy finding someone in Witsec. Fuckers don't bribe easy. Then we gotta turn up the heat elsewhere. That bitch still living downtown? Yeah. Then we start with her. Chapter 3. Seven weeks later. It's been about 7 weeks since I arrived in Plattsburgh. I've settled into my routine, attending class, studying, creating new projects, and trying to have a little fun. And of course, I've been keeping myself open to the possibility of love. Heidi and I have been pretty, amorous. That's not that it's all we've been doing. I've been spending a lot of time with Athena, mostly playing Rain together online. We're getting closer, slowly but surely. Moira and I have been seeing each other regularly. She loves a lot of classic 80s and 90s movies, and we spend a lot of time watching them together. So much for D&D, Pathfinder. I've been seeing Zenda infrequently. She spends a lot of weekends traveling, seeing family, and looking into business endeavors. But when we do get time together, it's amazing. I've continued to spend time, usually once a week, with Valeria. The sex has been incredible. See, the girls that I like most in this game would have to be Valeria and Athena, and maybe a little bit of Moira. I'm okay with the cousin. Not crazy, but, you know, definitely Valeria and Athena would be the ones that I would say are the top, in my opinion. And I'm finding there's more and more to like about this beautiful, intelligent woman. Sadie and I have continued our workout. She's really embraced physical fitness, and she's already looking healthier than I can even remember her being. Which leads me to here, the school. It's gotten a lot colder out the past week, so we moved all of our workouts indoors. Well, I'm glad for the warmth. It means Sadie and I can't really talk like we have been on our runs. Okay. We've been talking about everything. Her plans, my plans, her family, my dad. I get updates on my mom pretty frequently, which is nice, I guess. But when we're here, we tend to clam up. We still have that easy camaraderie that we've always had, but we're also nervous about saying the wrong thing. The timer on your treadmill beeps and you begin slowing down. Sadie follows your lead and the two of you move on to the next part of your workout. Lift! Lift! Hey, you two. I didn't know you were working out here. We weren't until a few days ago. It's just been too cold out there to comfortably get a workout. And we wanted to add weight training. Because you do want to add weight training to every workout. I'm going to tell you right now, you should be weight training with some level of weight. That's awesome. You're looking fantastic, BT-dub. Thank you. She's really been working it. I can see that. What all have you been doing? Changed my diet dramatically and exercising almost daily, usually with shit brick over here. Hey! Heidi giggles. Well, I'm impressed, and your skin is looking so good, too. Yeah, apparently eating a lot of processed foods isn't great for your complexion. Well, I'm fucking proud of you. Keep it up. Sadie beams happily as the two girls hug. Heidi bids her goodbye as she heads off to start her workout. Ooh, excuse me, guys. You finish up your last set, the two of you head to the mats to cool down and stretch. Let's make sure we get our upper bodies nice and stretched now. How were you feeling yesterday? Sore. Even worse than it was that first day. But at least I could walk this time. Can't skip leg day, even if it means you waddle everywhere after. I feel like I'm waddling less now in general. You are. Heidi's right, you're really killing it. I don't think I've ever seen you look healthier or happier. I can't thank you enough for this. I don't think I could have done it without you. I'm glad I could help, but you're the one putting in the effort. Come here, let's get those arms properly stretched. She steps in close, and you slide your hand up her arm to help her with the stretch. She tenses up, her breathing hitches. I'm not hurting you, am I? No, no. Okay, relax a bit then. I'll help get the stretch nice and deep. You switch to the other arm, and when you finish, she smiles up at you. You need me to do the same for you? Yeah, if you can. I'll sit so you can actually reach. Sadie's hand lingers on your muscles a bit longer than is really necessary. You grin to yourself, but don't embarrass her over it. She's been a little more assertive lately, and if her feeling up your arms gives her more confidence, then you're all for it. She finishes up, and you thank her. Then suggest she hits the shower. I'll see you here day after tomorrow?
Yep.
The two of you trade a brief, sweaty hug. Sadie grins at you and turns away, heading for the gym's locker rooms while you put away weights and wipe down the equipment. You see Zenda enter the gym. You catch her eye and she smiles and waves as she walks over to you. Well, hello there. Hey, you. About to get a workout in? She slides in close to you, her lips almost touching your ear. I was thinking about the treadmill, but now that I see you, I think another kind of workout might be in order. Well, you know what? Let's save that workout for later, guys. I think we've done about 30 minutes. So yeah, guys, Bear a Witness will continue on Chapter 3 next week. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I'll see you guys next time.